Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It's Wednesday, the 19th of October. It is going to be a great day. I am confident in that. Today, let's talk about what it might be to be a delighted parent. Now, if you've got kids, you're thinking about kids, or someday you might have kids, this is for you. The Proverbs say in chapter 23, verse 24, the father of a righteous man has great joy. He who has a wise son delights in him. Now, let me just stop and say, keep in mind, at the time in which this was written, we're talking about children, not just sons. Today, we would be looking at this with the understanding, like me, with six daughters. It is possible to be a delighted parent, even with six unique, amazing children. And you can be with one, two, 12, or 15. Parents who love the Lord Jesus can be delighted in their children who love Jesus. Now, there's a profound pleasure that occurs when moms and dads can enjoy the fruit of their faithful parenting. Wise and humble parents understand that kids who follow the Lord are simply a result of God's grace. They embrace truth because He is truth. They receive wisdom because He gives wisdom. They have discipline and understanding because they are His disciples. Delighted parents, moms and dads, are full of gratitude to the Lord for the gift of godly kids. There's not a day goes by that they don't go to the Lord and thank Him for the love and the obedience of their children's hearts. It gives them great joy to see Jesus preeminent in their conduct and in their character. And you can honor the Lord and you can honor your parents when you honor the Lord. Make it a goal to gladden your hearts of your parents, kids. You're a reflection of them, so make them proud parents. And by the way, that never really stops. If you're already 50 and your parents are still alive, it never stops. You're also the representative of the Lord Jesus. As a child of God, your heavenly dad delights in your heart for Him. Do people see Jesus in your attitudes and your actions? Is grace and forgiveness your first response? Jesus has great joy when we worship Him in spirit and in truth. He smiles when He sees us say kind and encouraging words to hurting hearts, especially from parents to kids and kids to parents. Your heavenly dad is also pleased with your obedience to His call. God expressed His pleasure to His Son, the Lord Jesus, when He said this in Matthew 3, and a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With Him I am well pleased." Do you regularly receive affirmation from God? Do you lavish affirmation on your kids? Tell them how proud you are of them and their wise choices. Delighted parents don't sit silently, but they celebrate Jesus' influence on their kids. Am I a delight to my heavenly Father? Now, there's a question. 3 John chapter 1, verse 4, you know what it says? I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Listen, friend, if your kid is astray right now, welcome to the masses. All six of ours have had their season, and all six will probably have it again. But you know what? Some of these things get to happen while they're under your roof, and you can extend grace and love and forgiveness and correction at that time. Remember this, if you're in a stage with an elementary schooler or a middle schooler or a high schooler, rejoice in the Lord that these things are happening while under your roof and the consequences aren't quite as severe as they're going to be when they hit their 20s. Whatever you do, though, don't look back with regret. Dad, tell your kids you love them. Mom and Dad, sit down and pray with your kids. Show your kids what it is to read scripture every day. Show your children the value of reading God's word day by day. And you can serve, even with a wayward child, as a delighted parent when, just like the prodigal, they come back to you and you can extend the grace of the Lord Jesus. I know it's not easy. As a matter of fact, I know how hard it can be. Children can break your heart in a billion pieces, but they also can be the greatest reward, for they have been given to you as a gift from God. Be a delighted parent this day. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you soon. Bye now.